Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
The Business Talk Radio Network is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So humbled by your presence. It is Thursday. It's March. If I knew the day, I would tell you. I think it's the 12th or 13th. You can correct me if I'm wrong. And quiet day in the market today. Not much happened. I lied. Big day up. And lots to talk about today. Ladies and gentlemen, this bear market for me started in, I'll call it March, April of 07, when I saw the real estate investment trusts and the financials start to widely and massively underperform the Dow. Then in July, I saw the tops in retail and the semiconductors. We're talking 07 here, ladies and gentlemen. Then in October of 07, I saw the major indices. The first day of 08, the Apple types. July 2nd of 08, the commodities. We've watched how the market in September and October imploded, ending in a crescendo on October 10th of 08 at 7880, where everyone on Wall Street, listen carefully, I am putting the pieces of the puzzle together for you in order to get you to where we are today. That day, everyone and their grandma and grandpa and first cousin and second cousin and firstborn and lastborn said that was the washout, the capitulation, the end of the bear market. And within 2 days, the Dow hit 97.94, 1,900 points within 2 days. Add that on 7,800, we're talking in the 20s, 23%. On the 14th, though, it hit 97.94 and closed at 93.10. Within 2 days, you were back to 81.97, where they kind of sort of shut up again. Within 2 days, you were at 92.66, where they were frothing at the mouth again. Within 3 days, you were at 81.43, where they were down in the mouth again. Within 5 days, you were back all the way to 9,700, where, of course, it was a new bull market. And then you crashed 2,200 points within 2 weeks, down to 74.49, where, again, you were told, now this was the washout. And we rallied up to 9 quickly, pulled back, danced around. And the first week in January, we were back at 9, where the calls of the bottom and new bull market were in. And it turned out to be another top. As we dropped to the lows, around the 7,800, 8,000 level, where it kept holding and holding. And then it broke. And it broke badly on around February 17th. And we watched another major leg down to 6,500 on the Dow. A monumental bear market of epic proportions. We watched since that 07 how every time we had an up day, it was a bottom. How every time the Fed cut rates, it was a bottom because the Fed was on your side. every time the government came up with another program, it was the bottom because the government's on your side. We had to put up with all this through all this time. We watched how Wall Street told you while your accounts and your 401ks were just melting down. Don't worry, everything's okay. Think long term. You can't sell now because if you do, you're going to miss out on big gains. If you miss the best 10 days, boy, you're going to miss out. Don't worry, it's a great company. It'll come back. And on and on and on. Throughout this time, not once have I said to you a bottom in the market. Why? Because I don't have to. We know there are better ways to handle markets. There were several times during the bear market where I said to you, that's acting better. Some things are showing up, but we need to see more. On several occasions, we had what was called a follow-through day. That is a very important characteristic. Why? Because we've never had a good bull market without one. How about that for a characteristic? The characteristic that had to be in place to have a bull market. We had several. But we also know that not every follow-through day has led to a bull market, just every bull market has had one. And every time we had a follow-through day, I would say to you the same words. Okay, terrific. We are back in what is known as a confirmed rally. That's what Investors Business Daily would say. That what William O'Neill would say. But we need to see more. We need to see leadership. We need to see this, that, and the other thing. And nothing happened. Nothing came of it at all. And mind you, as a manager of money and sitting out the bear market, I also sat out that 7,800 to 9,700 1.5 day bounce after the crash. I sat out the 8,100 to 9,600. We're talking about 20% gains here that happened in a day and a half. But knowing we're still in a downtrend in the market, and be careful. I set out the 7,449 to 9,000 that happened in days. But I also sat out the 14,200 down to 6,500. And that's what matters to me most. So psychologically, physically, financially, I have an advantage that I can sit back, kick back, not be anxious, and wait for that characteristic to show up. That's it. And let me read, which is something most other people don't know at all, so you already have a huge edge. Even though you don't know how far down the general market will go, you watch it day by day. It is declining, as I do for myself and you every day. At some point, it will rally and recover for a few days. Pay no attention to the first to second days. There will always be upward blips in any general decline, but the major trend will still be down. The only time in an attempted rally that you can conclude with greater reliability that the trend has changed from down to up is from the fourth day on. If the volume suddenly picks up the day from the day before, with one or more of the major indexes posting a significant increase, you have what we call a confirmation of the rally that began with the first day. The confirmation or follow-through usually comes on the fourth through seventh day of an attempted rally. Sometimes it can come on the 10th day or even later and still be constructive, but rallies that follow through that late may not be as powerful. On the confirmation day, one key market index must be up a powerful and decisive amount, usually about 1.7% or more, on trading volume that's higher than the day before and typically better than its daily average. The important thing, however, is not to get faked out on the first or second day up and get sucked into a premature rally. The tremendous added value of this system we create is not just that it will help you retreat from a topping general market, but get it on the next bull market off the bottom. It can also help you be in cash during many of the false rallies that never follow through properly. This practical concept has several huge advantages. There have been two or three bear markets or declines of 18 to 20% or more in the key averages where the market from time it topped and until it hit rock bottom never experienced a valid follow-through day during its many attempted rallies. Now, what's important to understand, and I said it before, is that no bull market has even started without a follow-through day, and most follow-throughs have come on the 4th through 7th days of the rally attempts. With this knowledge, you have a system we designed to develop that you can get into the market 4 to 7 days from the bottom. Through the years, I found that when you get a follow-through, the vast majority of investors simply do not believe it or believe it's for real. They are scared to death. They're too busy licking their wounds from a downtrend that's been so bad and news that's so negative they're conditioned to doubt and be afraid of every rally. Here again, what's crucial is not how you feel at the fearful time or what you think, but that you recognize and understand what the market index itself is actually telling you. And if the market is followed through on a 4th, 5th, or 6th, or 7th day with an increase in volume, it's saying, I'm now starting a whole new uptrend, regardless of what your hopes, fears, or personal opinions may be. You may have had one feeling about the market 4 or 5 weeks ago, but if the market has suddenly changed, you have to realize that. You can't keep the same thought you had before. If you do, you're arguing with the market, and that will usually cost you money. You must become flexible and able to shift and change your mind on a dime when the market changes. The best generals on the battlefield react quickly and change plans based on what the enemy is doing, the weather, new or unexpected circumstances, or failures and mistakes that occur. The key for you is to be right when it's most important to be right on the market, and that it's all the vital turning points and the major averages. Some of the biggest profits in the markets are made by buying the first stocks that move to new high ground as you get to a market follow-through. These are normally the new leaders in a bull phase. They continually evolve from proper patterns for up to the following 3 months. At that point, instead of dismissing the new rally, you're hard at work looking for and buying new leaders. My experience over many years is that follow-through days work 80% of the time. In the other 20% of the cases, the follow-throughs will fizzle usually within a few days with the indices closing down on increased volume. Page 8, 9, 10, 11 out of The Successful Investor, which was written, by the way, near the end of the last bear market. The market had a follow-through today. The stock market. As the Dow, S&P, and others on day 5, on an increase of volume, were up strong. Up next, I will cover it. Stay tuned. Listen carefully. Up next on Investor's Edge.
Stocks with alluring setups on the long and short side that can make you money in the market. Most experienced traders know this and accept it, but only a few follow through in a meaningful way. Now you can zero in instantly on setups through Gary Kaltbaum's intraday and day of alert service. What setups are you looking for tomorrow? Intraday, swing, or intermediate term? Whatever your trading style, either of these two services or both of them combined will give you the alerts. Best of all, they're delivered on a timely basis when they are of the most value to you. With Gary Kaltbaum's intraday setup service, you'll be notified via email during stock market hours. With Gary Kaltbaum's setups I see for tomorrow, you'll be notified each evening via our private website. You can join Gary Kaltbaum's email services one of two ways. Go to investorsedge-tm.com. That's investorsedge-tm.com or call 888-484-8220. 1-888-484-8220.
You are listening to...
You got something to say? Anybody got something to say? Come on, say it.
Straight talk about you and your money.
I love it. I need it.
Couldn't live without it.
Investor's Edge.
That ought to make the message plain enough.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, no calls today. Now listen carefully. I want to put it in order. The difference between me and everybody else you're going to hear. Number one, I have heard already people talking about generational lows in the market. I am hearing major long-term bottom. I am hearing we're going to 10,000 on the Dow. I'm hearing 11,000. I'm hearing 12,000. I'm hearing 9,000. I'm hearing all kinds of targets, all kinds of calls. All we do here, we are back in a confirmed rally. We have no idea. And when I say we, I'm talking about the O'Neills, me, Gil, Ed. We have no idea how long it lasts or how far it goes. In fact, in the next 3-4 days, if we start to get a big down day, be another failed follow-through day. We don't know, and we don't care. We don't pretend to know. We don't want to be pretenders like the rest. And you have to believe me. You should believe me by now, after watching them for the last 18 months calling bottoms. I mean, how many bottoms can you hear? Think about it. So get real. What is needed is continuous. Up days on heavier volume, pullbacks on lighter volume. New leadership show up, more leadership show up. New highs expand, and the like. That's that. That's what we need. And we'll see how it goes. I have now moved my stance to a confirmed rally. Now, let me be clear about something on today. The volume that got above yesterday's high came in really at the close, which always for me is somewhat suspect, but I play it as it comes. And if O'Neill's calling it a follow-through day, I'm good. I argued with O'Neill once on a follow-through when he called it day 23. 5 weeks later, I was buying. He was buying in the first week. I don't argue with him anymore. So simply, here's what I do. After sitting out the worst bear market since the 30s, I will start attempting some plays. If they work, I will know it, because they'll be going up. What a concept, ladies and gentlemen. And then I will attempt more. And if things continue to be successful, I will attempt more until the cows come home. Now, we have come straight down, so there is not a lot of great-looking base breakouts. In fact, I've got just a select few new highs in the market right now. And I've mentioned the strong names to you recently, AutoZone, Netflix, Myriad Genetics, O'Reilly Automotive, and the AutoZone Group, and a few others. And for the fact of the matter, I don't think I got 10. But they can start showing up. We can start finding them. We'll look for names breaking back above their 50-day moving averages with volume, coming up the right side of their trading ranges, and setting up for better days ahead. We will be judicious in the process of picking names based on great earnings and revenue growth, and we do know right now there's not a lot out there. And we will consistently and constantly pay most attention to the market and ignore all the noise. Because as I read to you right from the book, I don't think we're out of the bad times yet, are we? So we shall see how it goes. Now, I don't want to overplay this hand. I am just letting you know facts. Follow through day, I will be looking, and I will be doing. And as usual, with stops in place, so nobody can ever take big money away from me versus what most other people do. Up next, we'll continue on this course. More on today's action. We'll get a little bit more specific in what I am seeing. And let's keep our fingers crossed. You know what? I want the market going up. I'm Gary. This is Investor's Edge.
Are you losing sleep in today's market? Are you second-guessing your last buy and sell? Have your emotions cost you money? I'm Sonny Decker of Best Choice Software, and I can help you. Best Choice is a decision-making software. It will give you a clear-cut short-term and long-term buy, sell, and hold signal, making you a better investor and taking all of the emotion out of any trade. Best Choice will even tell you when to sell short. You can make money even when a stock loses value. Owners of Best Choice are profiting even in today's market conditions. Visit bestchoicesoftware.com for a free demo. I am so confident that Best Choice will increase your success in the stock market that I have developed a special 3-month lease for the listeners of Investor's Edge. If you are not 100% satisfied, there are no strings attached. If you like it, and I know you will, then the lease will be applied to the purchase. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Visit bestchoicesoftware.com now for your free demo.
You can find a link to Best Choice at investorsedge-tm.com. That's investorsedge-tm.com.
Orlando Tea Party, Saturday, March 21st, noon to 2 at the Lake Eola Amphitheater, and let our civil servants know we're here to take back our government. This will be a peaceful, patriotic, and informative gathering to inspire, unite, and energize Americans to stand up for their liberties, our Constitution, and the principles of our founding fathers. Mark the date, Saturday, March 21st, noon to 2 p.m. at Lake Eola. For more details, visit OrlandoTeaParty.com. That's OrlandoTeaParty.com.
Are you looking for a job? Christian Help would like to invite you to Central Florida's Job Fair, where you will find over 70 employers offering hundreds of career openings. This job fair is taking place at the Central Florida Fair Expo Park, located on West Colonial in Orlando, March 25th from noon until 4 p.m., with free parking and admission. Professional dress is required and no children, please. Register online today with Central Florida Employment Council at cfec.org. And then don't miss the job fair March 25th from noon until 4.
News Talks.
You're listening to...
I turn it on and I leave it on.
Investor's Edge.
In the car, at work, wherever.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
I want to get some news out of the way. We'll get back into it, but let me just tell you, I would suggest every one of you, if you don't subscribe to it, go and get it for tomorrow, Investor's Business Daily, and check out what they say in their big picture column. And they will, on a daily basis, have the best-looking charts in the market of the best growth stocks in the market. I would suggest you get your hands on it and start learning what we do here. We actually work. What a concept. Now, if the market gets in gear, if I will not talk about anybody else, I will not talk politics. I will talk the markets. We will let the charlatans lie about their records. We'll let them say, oh, we called the bottom, even though it was their 30th bottom call. We'll all let them have fun with themselves. They will have their own crosses to bear. I think that's how to say it. In the news today, just of note, and I'm making a point here, Blackstone Group CEO Steven Schwarzman said that up to 45% of the world's wealth has been destroyed by the global credit crisis. Just wanted to bring that up to you. Why? Because you'll keep hearing things like that if the market wants to go higher. U.S. household wealth dropped $11 trillion in 2008. I've been asked, Gary, you really think people are going to want back in the market after what's happened? My answer? Heck yes. Do you know why? Greed. The markets move the needle of fear and greed. And if the markets start turning up and keep turning up and keep going up, that fear will turn into greed. And as you know, what I do here most is I try to control fear and greed by knowing the extremes of fear and greed. And I can tell you it's been extremely fearful in the last, I'll call it 2 to 3 months. Everything is bad. The news is bad. Life sucks. The country's never going to be the same. And on and on. I'm going to watch the market. Watch it with me. and stay in gear with me. There is a concerted effort, no doubt, by the banks to tell you how good things are. Citigroup with the H after the C. Figure it out for yourself. Yesterday said they were profitable the first 2 months of the year. Bank America said the same thing today. Isn't it amazing? The exact same thing. The first 2 months of the year, we are profitable. What'd they get in the room and say, geez, we got to get this market moving up? So these maggots are still doing their scam, but we don't care. We watch the market. Ken Lewis came out and said, blah, 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 blah. They're going to make this, that, and the other thing this year, and we don't need any more capital. Terrific. We'll throw you a party. GM comes out today and announces something to the effect of, we don't need another $2 billion to take us through March. Who cares? You're a bankrupt company. Citigroup's a bankrupt company. You know that without the government, right? And in other news, GE, the S&P downgraded GE's ratings, which affects how much they have to pay on debt. From AAA to AA, but who cares? These rating services, they suck. They let you down. They're scum. And of course, not one of them is in jail. We move on. Up next, right back into the market. Let's keep our fingers crossed. I'm Gary. This is The Edge.
Any given day, there can be hundreds of stocks with alluring setups on the long and short side that can make you money in the market. Most experienced traders know this and accept it, but only a few follow through in a meaningful way. Now you can zero in instantly on setups through Gary Kaltbaum's intraday and day of alert service. What setups are you looking for tomorrow? Intraday, swing, or intermediate term? Whatever your trading style, either of these two services or both of them combined will give you the alerts. Best of all, they're delivered on a timely basis when they are of the most value to you. With Gary Kaltbaum's intraday setup service, you'll be notified via email during stock market hours. With Gary Kaltbaum's setups I see for tomorrow, you'll be notified each evening via our private website. You can join Gary Kaltbaum's email services one of two ways. Go to investorsedge-tm.com. That's investorsedge-tm.com. Or call 888-484-8220. 1-888-484-8220.
Listening to.
I have heard you on the radio.
Investor's Edge.
Intellectual yet stimulating.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
And don't you be forgetting it either.
By the way, one other news. The Japanese GDP shrank at its sharpest quarterly rate since 1974. Anyway, now let me put your feet back on the ground. Okay? Listen up. I want to be repetitive here so you guys get it. I know a lot of you don't know what the heck I do because you refuse to take any time out of your important days and read and study on the concepts of the market that have worked so well for so many. I have to repeat again. I started in this business as a penny stock broker. I was one of those bums, even though I must tell you I was a pretty good trader of those penny stocks. But I have borne the brunt of that, but I learned from it, and I recognize that if I was going to be in this business, I better find some strict rules and disciplines that work. And the number one strict rule and discipline is be out of bear markets, because if you're in them, just a garden variety bear market is going to cost you 20 to 25 to 30% of your account. And in the bad bear markets, well, you know what's happened in this one. You know what happened in 2000 to 03. And the job has been done. And I can only hope now that we have hit bottom. And this is a follow-through day that's going to work and work for a very long time. I can only hope so. Why? Because that would mean I sat out from 14.2 to 7,100, a 50% drop in the major averages, and then started getting back in and look out. Now, important notes. October 10th to November 4th, 22% rally. November 21st to December 8th, 21% rally. That's on the Dow. NASDAQ, S&P were around that. Those were the two big ones. This year, the Russell 2000 is down 22.5% still. The S&P is down 17, the Dow 18. For the year, I mean for the bear market, the S&P is down 52, the Dow down 50, the NASDAQ down 50. Russell 2000 looks like about, geez, like 55. Holy smokes. Places like Russia down 70. Pointless. We have to wait again. If it doesn't, good. If we find leaders, better. We play this as a process. We do not play this like these morons that come out on TV. It's the bottom. Oh, yeah? How'd you do this year? Now, as I said to you, start studying Netflix and why this stock is the strongest stock in the market and what's going on with their business. Start studying Green Mountain Coffee, GMCR. Start studying Myriad Genetics and what's going on there. Just in case this one works. And I repeat, listen carefully. From the guy who nailed this whole bear market for you, I'm admitting to you, I'm telling you, I do not know if this works. I do not know if we hit bottom. I do not know if we go up 50% from here. I don't pretend. I'm the anti-charlatan. But all we can do is watch the leading stocks in the market, and if they continue to work, we continue to add, and then so on and so forth. There is no way of knowing if we've hit bottom. There's no way of knowing if we're going to go up 50%. There's no way of knowing if it's a generational low. It's no way of knowing if we're going to go to 9,000 on the Dow in 2 weeks like some people say. Let the market be your guide. All we need to know is what the market's doing now, not what it's doing in 3 weeks. I have no clue what I'm eating for dinner tonight. Go check out why AutoZone's strong, though their earnings not so great. How about Shonda Interactive, SNDA? Go check out what's going on there. And as more and more names show up, and let me tell you, they show up every day in Investor's Business Daily. They have these little blocks with little stock charts in them. Go do some studying. Every company on Wall Street has their own website. Go look at what they do and why they do it. And start working at this. Instead of listening to some doofus or your broker that's dumped you 50% on your head. Can you feel me? Go look while the buckle, BKE, coming up the right side now. Their earnings are still up nicely in very trying conditions for retailers. Start looking at these things. That's what I'm doing. I actually work at this. What a concept. So, fingers crossed, hope, but not unrealistic hope. We will watch the market intensively and intently. And we will look for clues in what the market gives us. Recognizing that more now than ever, Washington's in our face, and expect to have scare days, and understand this is not going to be easy, because we've been there before. All we need to know now is that today was a follow-through day. Our ears get pinned back, our eyes get wider open, and we start to feel a little greedy. A little. A teeny weeny beany amount. And if things continue along a good track, and we know what a good track means, we will add and keep adding and be thrilled that we started getting in and sat out 50 to 55% drop in major averages. Up next, we'll wind it up and then I'm gone. I hope I'm helping you. I'm Gary. This is The Edge.
I'm Gary Kalbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, insurance, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we will carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call, 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. 5559.
News Talk 660, WORL. Online at www.WORL660.com.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're listening to...
Get ready. Time to listen.
Investor's Edge.
I love every second of it.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Okay, couple of things. I am probably going to put up a special webcast tomorrow at 4. If I don't, you'll know it when I do the radio show tomorrow, but I'm sure I'll do one over the weekend. If you want to check out that live webcast at 4, go to GaryK.com, click on online presentation, and sign up for it. I'm not 100% sure I will be doing it tomorrow. If I am and you don't go, it'll be archived. So it would be just like I do it on the weekend, or I may do it live on the weekend. I'll let you know. So check that out. But I want to be perfectly clear here. I've talked in a different tone today on purpose. Just on the fact of a potential. Let me say this word three times. Potential, potential, potential. Potential means a chance for a rally of some consequence. And yes, after we're up 500-600 Dow points. But I have no bias. Do you hear that? If tomorrow the Dow is down on big distribution, if that happens on Monday or Tuesday, forget about it. All we can do is use the signals that have worked so well and go with them. In my position, I don't have to be anxious. I don't have to go 100% in. I call it testing and probing. If the tests and the probes do not work, the market may be telling me something. If they do, it's another story. My belief system is based on what I see and not opinion. And if the market craps out in 2 days, so be it. I don't want you to think I'm this gigantically bullish person. I want you to believe I'm this person that has seen a follow-through day, which in the past has had meaning and importance. I do not, if we rally up 20%, I don't call it a bear market rally. I don't call it a new bull market. We call it a confirmed rally, and that's it. We let everybody else throw that noise out at you. You know, they're all geniuses. So we'll take it one step at a time. We will not project our opinions into the future at the end of this year. one step at a time. Any questions, email me at GaryK.com. As I said, there's a chance we'll have a webcast tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern time, GaryK.com. I think there's a $20 cost. Subscribers free. Until then, have a great day. Drive carefully when you get home, do like I do. Simple. Make sure you hug your children. Bye-bye, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Business Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559. Investor's Edge is brought to you every day thanks to the support of Best Choice Software.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.com.